Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Want to thank Kelly, Virginia, and Terry Bernero joining us from Waterford on the bus tour, Women for Bernero. And then we want to bring in the communications director, the Michigan Education Association. That would be Doug Pratt. Hello, Doug. How are you?
Doing great.
Just another boring summer, huh?
Oh, absolutely. You know, nothing going on. No real need to get geared up, you know. Yeah, it's been a little bit hectic, just to put it mildly, but it's a good thing, because obviously things are turning, and we're excited going into next week, but work's not done yet. We've got a lot of work to do to make sure people get to the polls and support Virgil Bernero for governor.
Well, we have tried to cover this race in every way possible, and we're going to take another whack at the Republican side over the next couple of shows before the election, but I wanted to get with you as a representative of the MEA and what organized labor stands for here in a race like this, how motivated is your constituency, and what impact do you see teachers having on this election?
You know, school employees are a huge block of voters. They're very likely to vote. They're registered in almost unanimous numbers. So we're very active in terms of getting folks out to the polls. And also, school employees, teachers and support staff, higher ed folks, are all very influential within their circle of influence. They are the people that others look to hear about what's going on and to get political input. So, you know, we've got our members out talking with their family, their friends, their neighbors, their colleagues, to make sure that they understand the clear distinction between the two candidates in the Democratic primary and why it's so important to support Virgil Bernero on Tuesday.
With an 8-point lead in this latest Epic MRA poll, it certainly has turned over the last couple of weeks. In terms of what it may mean in a general election, would it be difficult for your membership to support Virgil's opponent, Andy Dillon, if he is to pull this out? We know that there have been some issues and some programs involving education that the membership of the MEA has not approved of.
You know, we're certainly never going to close a door, but Virgil Bernero has been clear in his support for public education, for public school employees, and for using education as an economic development tool in this state. You know, and we're putting all of our energy into making sure that Virgil is victorious on Tuesday. But if it goes the other way, you know, we're certainly going to continue talking. But you know, Andy Dillon's health insurance plan, his some of the budgets that have been passed, the retirement legislation that came through, he certainly would have a hill to climb with our members if he were to be victorious next week. But to be perfectly honest, that's not where I'm at right now. Right now, we are solely focused on making sure that our members understand the need to support Virg and to get out and vote on Monday, or excuse me, on Tuesday. You can vote absentee on Monday. Still time to get an absentee ballot if you go to your city clerk, if you're not available Tuesday. Quick plug. But it's really important that folks do get out to vote. This is how we make our priorities clear in this state, and education needs to be our number one priority in order for us to see long-term economic gains. And that's one of the key planks in Bernero's platform, and one of the major reasons why MEA and other unions are standing with him.
Doug Pratt, our guest, communications director of the Michigan Education Association. Doug, as you know, tax is a four-letter word now in the political circles, so that must have an extra X. But as you pointed out earlier, I think you were the first one I heard say this, that this change, this proposed change in teacher compensation and paying for the health care really amounts to about a 3% tax on teachers.
Absolutely. We're talking about 150,000 plus school employees out there who are going to have 3% of their salaries taken out of their pocket in order to run government. That is the definition of a tax. And what's worse is, it's taking $200 to $250 million and sucking it out of Michigan's economy. This is money that would have been spent locally in support of businesses, restaurants, shops, that need support from consumers like that school employees are. You know, when we talk about our tax structure in this state, we're not talking about raising taxes across the board, especially on working families who are having a tough time right now. What we need to look to is our tax system as fair and efficient as it can be? Do the incentives that we hand out to businesses make sense and create jobs? Not all incentives are bad things. We certainly support the ones that work, but that's the question. Do they work? Are we looking at government contracts? Are we getting the best bang for our buck there? And, you know, we continue to advocate, for changes to our sales tax and our income tax that make it fairer across the board for all wage earners. And so those are the things that we are pushing for as MEA. Now, you know, those have a high hill to climb, but we're going to keep
Doug,
pushing.
I understand that, and we will talk about this much more during the general election. We appreciate you joining us.
Thanks. Anytime.
All right. We will be back. We'll talk with Tom Watkins, U.S.-China and education consultant, coming up next on Ebling & You.